The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The message of judgment for sins has always been unpopular with those who want to run their own lives. It still is. But the fact remains, no matter how much we try to put off or forget judgment, it will still occur, right on schedule, both in this world and the next. Judgment for rebellion is no pleasant thought when the judge is a just God who keeps a very detailed, specific record of every thought and every action we've ever known. The prophet Amos warned the northern kingdom of Israel that impending doom was near. He'd cried out, quote, "Woe to them that are at ease in Zion, that put far away the evil day or the day of judgment, and cause the seat of violence to come near, that lie upon beds of ivory and stretch themselves upon their couches and eat the lambs out of the flock, that chant to the sound of the violin and invent to themselves instruments of music, that drink wine in bowls and are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. Therefore now," Amos said, "they go captive with the first that go captive. The Lord God hath sworn by Himself, therefore will I deliver up the city with all that is herein. For behold, the Lord will smite the great house with breaches. For you have turned judgment into gall. Behold, I will raise up against you a nation, O house of Israel, saith the Lord God of hosts, and they shall afflict you." End quote. But Israel scoffed at Amos' words. In spite of increasing disease and frightful storms, the nation still didn't really think these were the beginning of sorrows. They thought somebody else will get a handle on this economy. Someone will come up with a cure for this rampant disease. Sounds like our sexually transmitted diseases like AIDS, doesn't it? After all, they said, this Amos guy doesn't even have a college degree. What could he know about judgment from God? But Amos faithfully kept trying to warn them. He cried against their refusal to consider their godly heritage. He warned them that God was saying to them, quote, "You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities." In other words, to whom much is given, much is required. He cried against the church, declaring that because you will not proclaim the truth to God's people, they know not to do right, he said. He warned them that this compromising of the words of God would bring, quote, a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. How true of America. You don't have to sit in the average church very long before you see and hear God's sickening nakedness and stories of where so-called Christians were the night before and what they were doing. Oh, God, help us, how much like Amos' day we are. America's founding fathers warned us what would happen if we ignored God's moral and civil laws. George Mason warned us at the Constitutional Convention, quote, "As nations cannot be rewarded or punished in the next world, they must be in this one. By an inevitable chain of causes and effects, Providence punishes national sins by national calamities." And indeed, the northern kingdom of Israel fell to the Assyrians in 722 B.C., just as Amos had warned 30 years earlier. Will it happen to America? Will we refuse God's warnings until it's too late? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars and Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.